This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
I've caught up with Jenny and Michelle, who are two members of the Decibels, which is a female pop choir based here in Melbourne. I started by asking Jenny and Michelle since when they have been into singing and how they came to the choir. Jenny started and afterwards Michelle told her story. So here are the Decibels.
I've been singing like forever. Since I was about 8 years old, I've been singing in bands and I've been singing in a choir for about 20 years. And this one I've been in about 2 years. Mm-hmm. I just love singing. I can have a terrible day and I just get to rehearsal and I just cannot stop smiling. Singing is so much a part of my life. I can't live without it, basically.
What about you?
Well, I actually had basically no singing experience before I joined the choir. I joined because I had, at the time, two small kids. My youngest was 7 months and then I had a two-year-old as well, so I just really needed something that was for me. And my singing stage consisted of the shower or the car until I joined the Decibels. And, you know, before I joined the Decibels, the word choir didn't exactly conjure up the images of coolness as far as I thought, but the Decibels from the day one, the first time I went along, I was absolutely hooked. I just absolutely love it. It's the highlight of my week, to be honest.
Oh, well, singing in a choir, yeah, you mentioned that it's usually probably associated more with, like, I don't know, a church choir or something very
formal. That's what images I had when I thought of choir.
Not much room for the individuals. What's the story with the Decibels? How did that choir get founded, or what's the background?
Well, the choir was formed by Nick Barker Pendre at the end of 2012, and the first rehearsal was in February 2013. So Nick had previously created the all-male choir Low Res and wanted to do a similar thing for women. Focus was to create a female choir that was a little different to the others, with a focus on contemporary pop that also looked a little different. It was his first foray into being the music director for a choir, and Nick created a really unique, exciting and fun culture that continues even now that he's now left the choir and moved to Sydney.
You've got a new director, do you?
Yes, Ursula Payers, I think that's how you pronounce her name. Mm-hmm. She's the MD of Low Res now. Mm-hmm. That's how I got into it. I saw Low Res and I said, if there's a male pop choir, and I said, if there's a female pop choir like that, I want to join. So the minute it was being started, they said, okay, the choir's starting up. Do you want to join? I mean, I had to be there.
So you've been a member from the first?
From the start, yes. I went along to the first rehearsal. I have had a little bit of a break, but I'm back again.
Awesome.
Can't keep away.
How long have you been a member?
I've been there for a year and a half as well. Yeah.
Right. What's the specifics about this female-only choir? What makes it so special to just sing with other females?
Besides being fabulous to look at.
Yeah, we're not complaining there, are we? I think it's just power of women. We're all one big unit, and I think just collaboratively singing together is a really powerful tool that we have. We do a really good job of it.
Yes. I think the women are really supportive and caring, and I find them extremely organised and disciplined. It's just amazing. You turn up to rehearsal and if you haven't learnt your stuff, you feel a bit, oh, I better get into it, because the women really know their stuff.
Yeah, and we are knowing their stuff. We're very lucky to have an incredible committee who supports us in every way as well. And they're all volunteers and we're very grateful for them. They're behind the scenes at all times and they're making it look really easy. We are very grateful to them. They provide us all our music. They record the music for us so that we can rehearse at home and be really committed to our performances, and they videotape the choreography, so we have no excuse not to be awesome.
And they plan ahead. They've got the concerts planned. We've already got music in our thing called a Bells Base for our next concert, so we can even start rehearsing for the next concert now. It's very well organised. These women are great role models for young girls.
Talking about the music that you sing, who in the end decide what you sing? So is that the committee who says for the next concert?
They really get the ball rolling. They make a lot of the choices, but they also give us as a choir the opportunity to vote on some songs that we perform. And so everyone really gets a say. You know, obviously majority rules.
Mm-hmm. You've done a few concerts already in the past, and they always have theme, as I saw on your website. Can you talk a little bit about the themes that you've done so far?
Well, being the Decibels, we always like to incorporate the word bell into everything we can possibly do. So some of our previous shows have been bellesque, which had a bit of a racy tone to it. It had Invincible, which was, you know, really power in women songs. Our last season was Bells on Film, so we did songs from all around, songs that had been seen in movies well, so familiar to most people. This one we're about to do is called Bellibration, and that is celebrating music through the decades. So we've taken a few songs from all the last sort of 5 or 6 decades, so there's absolutely something in it for everybody to enjoy.
Can you name some of the titles, or is that top secret?
Some of the songs for this concert? Oh, no, we can tell you some of the songs. We've got some Pink songs, which is everyone's favourite. I love doing the Pink songs. Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of a dance Tay-Tay. Move for that, and that's a lot of fun. Yeah.
We're pulling out a bit of Michael Jackson as well. We always love a bit of Michael. Just to add some extra fabulousness to our choir, we also do choreography to many of our songs, and so I think we're a singing, dancing sensation.
We're doing My Immortal by Evanescence, and I just think we sound absolutely wonderful doing that. I just feel I've just put my heart and soul in that one. I think I can see on people's faces that they're putting their heart and soul in as well.
Yeah, and Evanescence is not your usual choir.
No, pop music either. Like, we've done songs from Muse as well, so we are a pop choir, but we definitely range out.
The members of the choir, where do they come from? You rehearse in St Kilda, I think?
We do.
Is that correct?
Yeah. They come from all over the place. Yeah. I mean, we've got people from Mernda, out to Chirnside Park, would you say Point Cook? So they're all over the place and they just love coming.
And big
along.
Shout out to those ladies who come to our choir who do travel that far, because they're worth having in our choir and we love them for it.
Definitely.
In terms of age, there's also
20s to 50s.
Is our current
range.
Yeah,
that's good.
And not just with range of ages, we've got a range of talents. You know, a lot of, like, I personally, I don't read music. And I can obviously read a pattern. If the note goes up, I go up, but I don't know if it's an A, B, or a C, or a double D. But other people do read music, and some people have dance background. Some people just learn the choreography the best they can. But together, we really provide an awesome show.
That sounds like there is no special requirement to become a member. You don't have to go to an audition and
There is auditions.
There is?
They audition at the beginning of the season, just to make sure that you're in the right
part.
In the right place, exactly.
Can you join anytime, or if there's listeners out there who
that would probably be after our concert. After that, we'll probably do a new intake, but that will probably be advertised on Facebook or on our web page.
So you always bring new people in once you've done a show, because it probably would be a bit much.
You wouldn't want to bring someone in right now because we're nearly at the stage we're about to perform.
Yeah,
okay. It's a great commitment too. So you want to have as much time as you can to learn the songs and be a part of learning the choreography.
You also mentioned Low Res before as the sort of male equivalent. Yes. Do you do shows together as well?
We have done shows with them, and they've actually got a concert coming up too.
Oh, okay. So because I think we've got a few guys here at Joy who are also members of Low Res. So.
Yeah, they'll want to check out some hot singing dancing guys, go to that. But nothing quite better than hot singing dancing girls. So come and watch our show.
Joy 94.9.
You also have a website for your choir?
Yeah, so we're www.thedecibels.org.
Excellent. So if people just want to get a bit more information about your choir, they can hop onto that. And
I think all the Decibels look forward to concert day. We do 2 concerts a year.
Okay.
And I know we're pretty excited about this one. It's like having Christmas early.
Sounds great. I also asked Jenny and Michelle what their favourite songs were in previous performances.
Well, we've sung songs by Lana Del Rey and Michael Jackson. We've had Muse and Sia, George Michael. But my favourite song is, still sing it now, is Young and Beautiful. And I just find the message in there really emotionally charged. And I really love being able to perform it to my friends and family on concert day. I find that a really special moment. And I also really loved singing Independent Woman by Destiny's Child. Performed it with some Charlie's Angels style choreography. So the audience really got into it, as did we. So
I love Independent Woman. I was actually volunteering for that concert. I thought, I'd love to sing that, and I'm getting a chance to sing it on Saturday the 14th, so I'm really excited about that and doing all the moves, and we sort of play off each other sort of, and we're doing the chore and things. And Jar of Hearts is one of my favourites, anything with a bit of emotion in it, and My Immortal, which I mentioned before, and of course any Pink songs. We do a couple of, what is it, you can
raise your glass.
Raise your glass.
Raise your glass.
That's a great one.
It's impossible to keep seated on that. that song.
And of course, ABBA, thank you for the music. I mean, who doesn't love singing ABBA?
Yeah, we are thankful for the music. And we're very thankful for our fabulous music director, Ursula, who just takes us to great places. And sometimes I'm quite startled with the sounds that comes out of me from her direction. So we're really grateful for her help with us.
She is amazing. And our lovely pianist, Joe, our one and only male.
He's the man.
I had a look at your website and I saw your mission statement there, which says, celebrating womanhood by uniting women from diverse backgrounds, race and sexuality to raise the spirit and inspire the soul through music and song. That is so beautiful.
How good is that? That's a great mission statement.
And I also noticed that on your Facebook page, you're very particular about, there's a line that says, factors such as community, difference, tolerance and respect. Without these values, we are no more than a group of singers. With these values, we sing as one group. Make it very clear that those things are important to you guys.
You know, the power of singing collectively in harmony can just be so incredibly strong. And it's not just about our voices. Like, we give our hearts and our souls and, you know, we give it all we've got, including our choreography. So I think whether you've had history or not, coming to the Decibels is just a fresh and exciting thing to do.
You also support social causes with money?
Yeah, a portion of our tickets sold goes to charity, and we choose different charities each time.
I know you've supported initiatives that work against violence against women.
Yes,
in the
our
past.
Previous concert, we donated a portion of our ticket sales to the White Ribbon. Previously, we've supported Ovarian Cancer Research Foundation, and at the moment, we've put some money towards one of our singers who's currently in Cambodia doing a foundation for All Ears Cambodia, helping hearing issues over that way. So we're really proud of her.
If people get tickets, there's also something.
There's the feel-good factor of knowing you're giving to charity as well as getting a fantastic concert.
Beautiful. Like that.
There is also the gay and lesbian choir here in Melbourne, but obviously the pure female choir also has straight people in it. Is there a special dynamic?
I find the women very, very supportive. I mean, when the marriage equality came in America, I got up and looked at my Facebook and a few of the Decibels like changed their profile to rainbow, and I'm kept looking, why are they changed their profile to rainbow? They're not gay. And I'm trying to work out why. And I eventually worked out that if you support it, you change your profile to rainbow. And it really gave me such a beautiful feeling inside that these women are just so supportive.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.